Yeah.
This week's e-brake has already been yanked, but there's still plenty of misfires, misspeaks, and stop-downs from the Tickets Broadcast Week. We've got the best of the rest. It's time for the NIT break.
2:37 here on the Sweet Spot on a Friday. It is time for the NIT break. The Hardline, Bob and Corby by the Bay. They're going to be doing their show there today and Monday. They're going to break down everything Cowboys 49ers. We will do the same on Monday, and little birdie told me we might have some John Boy.
Oh my goodness.
Talk some World Series with us on Monday here on the Sweet Spot. So be by the channel for that. But without further ado, it's Monty with this week's edition of the NIT Break.
Thank you, Sean. This is the only e-break I care about now, as I am well far down in the regular e-break fantasy league standings.
Yeah,
now.
You got to win today, Mino. Wow. So the current standings are me 20, you 15, and Monty 5.
And let's reset the payoff. So it dry dock is when we're ending this?
Yes, when we all go on vacation.
Early December, whoever has the least amount of points in the e-break fantasy league, they will have to sing the national anthem at a sporting event. That is vague right now.
Going until summer dry dock is a little long, but we can...
No.
That's fine by me.
December dry dock.
Well, Dave got you a win this morning, and deservedly so.
Go, Dave.
That was one of the funnier Why Today Doesn't Suck moments we've had here in a while.
I knew I should have drafted Fall of Will's cheek.
Yeah.
I forgot.
Well, what do we have?
All right, so we have six candidates here on the NIT break this week.
Six.
We will start with the czar of the e-break, one George Dunham.
Yep, our friend.
This week, star of Afternoon Job. Mm-hmm. This week, he, during, I believe, Musical Musers, he was with Rich, had on a red dirt guy named Thad Cockrell.
No way.
George had an unfortunate phrasing that he knew would immediately become a Funny George drop.
You cannot find this on Spotify or YouTube or anywhere else. You have to buy it from the artist Thad Cockrell, who joins us now on the ticket from Nashville, Tennessee. Morning, Thad.
Hey, good morning.
Well,
that was incredible. Thank you.
I don't know. I stumbled my way through a lot of things, but I'm just like Jimmy Fallon. I love swinging. You cannot use that as a drop. We take things, the phrases around here, Thad, and we use them as drops, and I'm afraid I'm going to hear that here in about 10 minutes. But I love the song.
I
love the song, and...
What a fake laugh there from George.
Just this monologue, like, oh, God, I said that. No, use it as a drop.
I love swinging.
Oh, that's good. George.
I mean, you're married for a long time. You gotta spice it up.
Yeah.
It happens.
Swapping them around. All right, there's George Dunham, candidate number one. Candidate number two, a mainstay here on the NIT break, our dear little chicken and candy man, Ham.
Thought you were going to say EA.
No.
But Ham's great, too.
I would never stack it with EA.
Let's go!
There's always an ender. But no, we have Ham here. He, of course, does the hour before our show, the last hour of the invasion.
Oh, yeah.
And on Wednesdays, whenever they have Corby do the Birdhouse, they do the 11:30 news at 12:30, which means Ham is on the board. And in typical Ham fashion, he shoots their wheels off making a joke.
You need a curtain for the shower.
Yes.
What if you have a door? So you don't need
the
door.
Okay, if you have a door, you don't need one.
But that's one where you're not going to question the presence of
tub
a curtain.
Shower.
Yeah, because you see, like, oh, okay, that makes sense.
Right.
Maybe in a hotel because of the window.
And sure, you know, the
curtains make sense.
They block the light. Yes,
right.
It makes perfect sense. You're not
AT&T
alarmed.
Stadium.
Okay.
You totally. That's
bringing
where
it
we
back. We're wondering why they aren't there. That's right.
Hell yeah.
That's why I'm afraid to go in there.
Right.
They don't have curtains.
Why don't you have curtains here?
But if there's a curtain in a vehicle, I'm out.
Meet.
Okay.
All right.
Ham.
I'm interested. Continue.
Yeah, continue, Ham.
Damn!
All right, that's the news.
Just some guy in a canoe.
Yay. Okay!
What are you doing?
You know what? Jeez Louise!
It's time to go. We're
Whoa.
Late.
I work with children.
It's just, I'm sorry. It's 1248.
Let's start with the invasion. Donovan Lewis, Matt McClain. We'll mix with the sweet spot next. Here, take
fun.
I knew it was going there. I just didn't know how it was going to be presented.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, the second,
a little forced, but
they said Seeger good. At the beginning. I was like, all right, or Seeger. Curtin. You knew that someone was going to jump on that fumble.
Meat.
And you know, Monty, your mic sounds okay right now. Why is Travis so much louder than everybody else?
You're a real jerk.
He intended to be that way.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just can't get past that. Sorry.
All right. Candidate number three here on the NIT break was this morning's winner, Dave Lane. Now,
number one overall pick.
Dude. You got a slam dunk, and I drafted Christian McCaffrey. Corby's been terrible. We'll hear from him in a minute. But right now we have Dave Lane. This was during their weekly interview with Joel Klatt, and they were on remote, and Davey's computer took over the show.
Do you know how many guys around the country are confident putting their number two quarterback in the game against Georgia?
That's a short list.
One.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and you know, Ewers is, Corby's absolutely right. Ewers is an impossible study because the,
after last month's massive solar flare added a 25th hour to the,
oh, Dave.
It's all right, Dave. Don't worry about it.
Dave, are you pressing buttons?
Yeah, he is.
No, it's just an autoplay on a news website.
So the show will recover. We'll be fine. It does make you wonder, though.
Man, between the George laugh and the Davey Derpy laugh, that good one.
That was kind of the radio version of a rain delay in baseball, where it's like, okay, the game's going on, you have to pause it, and then you kind of have to warm back up a little bit too. Bob had to get his arm
because he couldn't
warmed
just let
up
it go.
Yeah,
you had to stop down.
It just feels like there's always a weird moment when Joel Klatt's on with that program every week. There's always some unfortunate phrase, a joke. I don't know,
or he's ripping somebody.
I love it though. Mm-hmm. It's one of the best segments on the station.
Sticking to the hard line here, candidate number four in the NIT break. My Sunday morning partner, DJ Dinkelberg. Last Friday, during Friday Fun, they did the EA prank reveal, where Corby had been messing with EA for nearly a week, and they had been building this up for two segments, and they were finally getting to the spot where Corby was going to let EA off the hook, and DJ had one job the entire week, and that was to bleep Corby's F-bomb, and he couldn't do it.
I couldn't believe it when he was telling us about it. He was tearing up, and he was just not happy, dude. For a guy that's always happy, I've just never seen him like that. It was just really hard to see, you know?
Yeah, I understand.
Well,
hey, EA.
Hello?
EA, it's Corby.
Hey, Corby.
Dude, we're just f***ing with you.
Whoa! DJ! I had a feeling,
yeah. No, you did not.
Well, DJ.
Good job,
yeah,
DJ.
We dumped it.
Now you are grounded from even our 40-liner.
Although the people out here are enjoying it.
Yeah. So I told EA, for those that it got dumped, but I told EA, we're just effing with you. DJ forgot to dump that.
Whoops. Bleep it.
That was the most fun I had listening to the station last week.
Yeah.
Those two segments, and then it gets there, because I wanted to hear the payoff. It's going from point A to point B. Great execution, and we just didn't get to hear any of it.
Boy, just a prime example of what is it you say you do here?
But genius in its own way. We had a different crescendo to that segment. There was a curveball.
That was awesome. All right, candidate number five and number six here are both Corby. And the first one here is him confusing Inuits and Intuit.
So come check that out. Come check us out and come check out the Sticks Ice House. Have some food, have some drinks, have some Yingling with us, the Hardline. Last night was the official opener for the new Inuit stadium court field arena. I believe it's arena.
Inuit? Like Eskimos?
Yes, it's only Eskimos are allowed.
I'm going to say it's called the Intuit Dome.
Intuit, not Inuit.
What a moron.
Well, I'm kind of relate to those people.
It's true, yes.
You pick them bad.
They don't let any of the whale go to waste.
Now, what is Intuit?
I would love for it to be the Inuit Dome with the ice wall.
It's got the Eskimo Joe yeah. logo.
Great.
It'd be so cool.
The Inuit arena. Like, goodness. They spent all their money to...
It's all ice.
Have an arena.
Igloo.
All right. Once again, our last candidate here is Corby. This was also from a Why Today Doesn't Suck. And racist Corby pops his head out again. Turning 65 today, Ken Watanabe.
That is long duck dong, isn't it?
No, that's Getty Watanabe.
Okay. My bad.
Huh.
They had the same name.
It's Way the go. Other Watanabe.
The same name. Don't even.
The day after the Dodgers make the
World Series. I'm sorry, it's even more Japanese sounding.
I wasn't that far off.
Take your hands away from me. Huh. He was in Inception, The Last Samurai, Tokyo Vice.
That's Long Duck Dong. What if you haven't seen 16 Candles?
Played like
what,
for the Memphis Grizzlies.
The donger.
What does that sound like?
Donger need food.
My Yuta Watanabe joke just kind of flew right under the radar.
Yeah. That's how you operate. People have to look back and be like, damn.
Also, Monty saying, get your hands away from your eyes. I didn't catch that the first time.
He was really trying to sell it. All right. Let's vote. Is it George swinging? Is it Meat Curtain Ham? Audio Dave? Can't Bleep It DJ? Inuit Corby? Or Long Duck Corby? Let's start with Sean.
I think with the buildup, I have to go with Dump It DJ. That was just... That was inexcusable, yet hilarious.
I will go ahead and vote and agree with you, DJ. Mino.
This was a strong week. I like confusing Intuit with Inuit, just because it's so different. That has to be my vote.
All right, Ham?
The D in DJ stands for dumbass.
All righty. Lando, you don't matter. What's your vote?
Pineapple Georgie.
Okay. Right. Swinger. We'll love to Giorgio.
The upside down pineapple, just so you know.
But this week's NIT break winner is one DJ Ringenberg, his third all time.
Congratulations, Daniel James Ringenberg. I think that's your name.